WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you unlock that inner power and chill out a little, because let's face it, life can be a real roller coaster sometimes, right? Today we're diving into something super important. Mindfulness techniques for stress and anxiety. You know that feeling when your mind is racing, your heart's pounding, and you just feel overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There are ways to tame the chaos and find some much-needed peace. Think of it like this. Your mind is a bit like a busy highway with thoughts zooming by at lightning speed. Mindfulness is all about stepping off that highway, finding a quiet spot on the side, and observing the traffic without getting caught up in it. It's about being present in the moment, not dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice mindfulness and kick stress and anxiety to the curb. First things first, deep breathing. Ever notice how your body reacts when you're stressed? Your heart races, your breath gets shallow, and you might even get a bit tense. Deep, slow breaths can actually calm down your nervous system like magic. Inhale slowly through your nose, filling up your belly with air, hold it for a few seconds, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times whenever you feel those stress signals flaring up. It's like hitting the reset button on your body. Next up, body scan meditation. This is where you bring awareness to each part of your body, starting from your toes and working your way up to your head. Pay attention to any sensations you feel: warmth, tingling, pressure, tightness. By focusing on your physical sensations, you shift your attention away from anxious thoughts. It's like giving yourself a mental massage. Thirdly, mindful walking. Yeah, I know it sounds simple, but trust me, it works. The next time you go for a walk, pay attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground, the movement of your legs, and the sights and sounds around you. Engage all your senses, notice the warmth of the sun, the smell of fresh air, the chirping of birds. It's amazing how grounding and calming being present in a simple activity can be. Fourthly, gratitude practice. Ever heard the saying, count your blessings? Well, there's actually science behind it. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Take a few minutes each day to think about things you appreciate, big or small: your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee. It's like training your brain to look for the good stuff. And finally, limit screen time. I know, it's hard. But all that scrolling and doom scrolling can seriously jack up your stress levels. Try setting aside some tech-free time each day to connect with yourself and the world around you. Read a book, go for a walk, spend time with loved ones, anything that helps you unplug and recharge. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking into a meeting, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and all you can think about are the potential pitfalls. But instead of letting those anxious thoughts take over, you pause for a moment and take a few deep breaths. You focus on the feeling of your feet on the ground, the warmth of the air on your skin, and the sounds around you. You remind yourself of something you're grateful for. Maybe it's the opportunity to contribute your ideas or the chance to learn something new. And suddenly, you feel calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. See what I mean? Mindfulness isn't some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's a powerful tool that anyone can use to manage stress, anxiety, and live a happier, more fulfilling life. Remember those 5 key takeaways: deep breathing, body scan meditation, mindful walking, gratitude practice, and limiting screen time. Start by incorporating just 1 or 2 of these techniques into your daily routine. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Keep practicing, keep learning, and remember, you've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little extra calm in their life. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app, let me know what resonated with you. And join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #StoicConfidence. Until next time, stay grounded, stay confident, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.